It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Ann Anderson with us right here from Castle Country Radio. And it's getting to be that time of year once again. That's right. One of the days that we love the most here at the radio station. It's the annual pie auction. So we brought Ann in. We're going to talk a little about the history and the background of the pie auction to let you kind of see where we're coming from and why we do the things we do around here and really what all the good it does for the community. And then we'll talk about, you know what, are you out there and you want to have something in the auction, you want to be a part of it? We'll tell you how you can do that as well. Ann, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Dave, for having me.
So let's jump in and let's talk about the pie auction. Because it's been going on a long, long time, hasn't it?
It has. You know, we started doing the pie auction it's actually going to be 23 years. And it was for other reasons. At that time, we had an employee whose son was born premature, and we raised money to help their stay at the Ronald McDonald House, as well as helping other people be able to stay at the Ronald McDonald House. And then we decided we wanted to do something to keep the money more local here and helping people. And so we threw our hat into helping with the Relay for Life with the American Cancer Society. And as you know, the Relay for Life doesn't happen any longer. But we know cancer is that yucky C word that no one likes, and it affects so many of us personally here at the radio station as well. And so we wanted to do something to keep it going. And so we switched it when the Relay for Life went away. We said, well, we're going to keep doing it, and let's help the local residents with doing $100 fuel cards to help them with their treatment for cancer.
And, you know, the $100 fuel cards is just one part of it.
Yep.
We also have there's a scholarship that's tied to this as well, isn't there?
Correct. We have a $2,500 college scholarship. It's the Thomas B. Anderson College Scholarship. And that is for anybody who has been diagnosed with cancer prior to graduating from high school. So usually around the age of 18, some people graduate earlier. But prior to graduating from high school, if they're wanting to continue their education, they can complete an application with us to get $2,500 to continue their scholarship, to continue their education. And so that is one way we also use this money. The other way we also use this money is we know how important Perky Travels is here in our area. And so we always donate a portion of the proceeds to Perky Travel. So like I said, 100, we do not take administration fees. We don't take anything out. All the money stays here locally helping residents of the Castle Valley area.
And it's one of those things that we talk about all the time. Residents of the Castle Valley, when it's time to help out somebody else, they come in droves, and it's amazing what happens.
I mean, you see things posted on Facebook if there's a tragedy or if something's happened. And we have found over the years, no matter what the economy is in our area, our community is so great that they come out and they purchase these pies and help us raise money to give back to the community. It may be, you know, kids coming in, giving their change, giving $5. It may be that we have businesses bidding on pies that go for thousands of dollars, which we totally like. It's a lot of fun. Don't let that scare you away. That's not how all the pies go. But yeah, it's just amazing what a great community we live in, that no matter what's going on economically, this community steps up to help each other.
Always does. Always does. So now the particulars of it. June 14th, correct?
Yep. Wednesday, June 14th. We're going to kick off right here on your station at 9 a.m. And I believe you'll be kicking it off with the mayor.
As always.
As always. Yep.
And we'll be talking to him and we just go through the whole day.
Correct. We'll have 50 pies to donate or to auction off. And we already have pies being donated, people calling, people seeing the form saying, I want to donate. We also, there's individuals who say, I cannot make a pie. I don't want to make a pie, but can I donate just some cash? Absolutely. We take cash donations, not only this on the pie auction day, but we take them all year round. And then we also have businesses and individuals that say, can I donate an item, something, a service, a product, something that I can put and you guys can donate. It may not be a pie. Maybe it's, you know, like we've had everything from oil changes to home decor to wheels and tires to. So every pie that we put on the auction block will go with some item with it.
That's right. And always. The big one, two of the big ones, I don't want to just pick mine, but the Drive Time Sports one is always a fun pie.
Drive Time Sports is a big one, and also your Kickin' Country concert pie is a big one.
That is. We take care of you as far as concert tickets for the whole summer are concerned.
Yes.
And we've got some good ones that are going to be tied to this. So,
correct.
Once again, 9 a.m. on June 14th. Just leave it right on Kickin' Country and just listen and bid throughout the day. The other great thing is, you know what, if you're not going to be in town, you can get us on the Castle Country Radio app. Do the same thing. We'll have all that information there. And once again, if somebody wants to donate, if they're a business or an individual or anything, can they just come down and get the form, get it filled out and all that good stuff? Plus, I know we've got to cut it off sometime.
Correct. Yep. If there is a business wanting to donate a pie, donate cash, or donate an item, our cutoff date is on Wednesday, June 7th. So that's a week before the pie auction, just so that we can get everything organized. You can contact me directly here at the station, 637-1167. And if you are wanting to do a pie, I can take pies up until the 7th, or we hit that 50 pie deadline. We can't go much over 50 pies just because of the time constraint, and we want to give each pie their due on the air. So so till June 7th, if you're wanting to donate anything, get a hold of me here at the station, and I can get it down for you.
All right. So once again, it's coming up quick. It is the Kickin' Country Pie Auction on June 14th, starting at 9 a.m., and we're going to go until we sell all 50 pies. It's going
to
be a lot of fun.
Or you have to eat them all.
Well, I thought that came afterwards anyway.
Yeah, I know. It's nice. We appreciate the extra pies that are donated.
Absolutely, absolutely. So make sure you're part of it. If you want to be, you know, if you want to donate anything, just give us a call here at the station, and we'll take care of you, 637-1167. And thank you so much.
Thanks,
for
Dave.
Coming in. Looking forward to it this year.
It's always fun.
Let's see what we can do this year. And I know Castle Valley, I know you're going to be a part of this, and you're going to come on strong for us like you always do. Once again, for more information on interviews like this, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.